Seekers Bible Study Course, Lesson 2, Jesus, the Divine Son of God. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name. John chapter 20. Verses 30 and 31. In Genesis, the very first book of the Bible, we are told that God created the first man, Adam, and the first woman, Eve, in his own image and put them into a perfect world, the Garden of Eden. God gave them a commandment to keep, but they broke it. Breaking God's law is called sin. We are like Adam and Eve in that we also have sinned. The wages of sin is death. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. This death is not just the physical death we die, the separation of the spirit from the body. This death involves eternal separation from God. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, we learn that the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God, and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. To avoid eternal punishment, we must come to know God and learn how to obey the gospel. The Bible reveals God to us and tells us how to be saved. God's plan for redeeming man from his sins is seen first in the Garden of Eden. At the very first moment, God was pronouncing the penalty for man's sin. He also promised to redeem him. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Later, when God chose Abraham and his descendants for his own special people, he promised, "In your seed shall all the nations of the world be blessed." Genesis chapter 26, verse 4, and chapter 28, verse 14. This seed who would bless all nations is Jesus. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. Jesus is the one who, according to the Old Testament, would come into the world through the descendants of Abraham, the nation of Israel. Jesus is also the subject of the New Testament. Jesus is unique. Jesus was born about 2,000 years ago. He is the only person who ever lived who was both thoroughly human and divine at the same time. This may seem hard to understand, but the scriptures explain it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John chapter 1, verse 1. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1, verse 14. Physically, Jesus was descended from Abraham, but he is also part of the Godhead. God, the Word, became a human being, one of us. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. Jesus had one human and one divine parent. An angel spoke to the young woman who would become his mother and said, "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Luke chapter 1, verse 31. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Luke chapter 1, verses 34 and 35. Jesus, however, was not half human and half divine. Sometimes he called himself the Son of Man, referring to his humanity, and sometimes he called himself the Son of God, referring to his deity. The phrase "son of" in the Bible means to fully possess the characteristics of one's parent. Thus, he was at one and the same time fully human and fully divine. What humility he showed to live on earth as a human being. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Jesus is eternal. On one occasion, Jesus told the Jews, before Abraham was, I am. John chapter 8, verse 58. Although Abraham had lived on earth 2,000 years before Jesus' birth as a human, Jesus' actual existence went far beyond that. His choice of the words I am shows that he is eternal. Jesus was sent to earth by the Father. John chapter 5, verse 23. He came from heaven, John chapter 6, verse 38, and he returned there, John chapter 13, verse 3. Jesus made it clear that he was equal with God, John chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. Therefore, the Jews desired to kill him. Jesus, the Savior. The name Jesus means Savior. His mother Mary was instructed to give him the name Jesus, Luke chapter 1, verse 31. Why? According to Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, for he shall save his people from their sins. For this one purpose, he left heaven and came to earth. But since he appeared to be visually just like any other man, Jesus had to demonstrate that he was the Son of God, who could save people from their sins. He proved his identity by the miracles, signs, and wonders that he did. Reread the passage at the beginning of this lesson. Jesus healed a man who had been unable to walk for 38 years, John chapter 5, verses 5 through 9. He fed 5,000 people with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, John chapter 6, verses 9 through 14. He was able to cause a man to see who had been born blind, John chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. He raised Lazarus from the dead, John chapter 11, verses 38 through 44. And these are just a few miracles that he worked. The results of these wonders are recorded in several passages of Scripture. Many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did, John chapter 2, verse 23. Then a great multitude followed him, because they saw his signs which he performed on those who were diseased. John chapter 6, verse 2. Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. John chapter 3, verse 2. When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, many of the Jews believed in him, but the chief priests were jealous and determined to put Jesus to death. John chapter 12, verses 9 through 11, which they eventually did. From the beginning of the world, it was God's plan to allow Jesus to die on a cross as a sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He was qualified to take our place because he was sinless, but God raised him from the dead. These facts were preached in the first gospel sermon, which the Apostle Peter proclaimed on the day of Pentecost. Men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death. Acts chapter 2, verses 22 and 23. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Acts chapter 2, verse 32. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 36. Jesus allowed sinful human beings to crucify him, for through this means his innocent blood was shed for our sins. How we may have forgiveness of our sins will be the subject of the next two lessons. Lesson 2 questions. Fill in the blanks with the proper answers. Number 1. The first man was. The first woman was. God placed them in the garden of. Number 2. Breaking God's law is. But there is a solution to the problem. Number 3. We must come to God and learn how to the gospel. Number 4. The phrase Son of God refers to Jesus. The phrase Son of Man refers to His. Number 5. The name Jesus means. Number 6. Jesus proved that He is the Son of God by the and that He did. Number 7. Jesus raised a man named from the dead. Number 8. The chief priests wanted to put Jesus to death because they were of the people following Him. Number 9. God raised up Jesus from the. He is now both. And. Number 10. The innocent of Jesus was shed for our. Number 11. To avoid eternal punishment, we must come to God and learn how to the gospel. Number 12. God's plan for man from his sins is seen first in the garden of. Mark the following statements, true or false. Number 1. The penalty for sin is death, eternal separation from God. Number 2. Jesus is a subject of the New Testament. Number 3. Jesus is not eternal. Number 4. Jesus was half God and half man. Number 5. Jesus was born of a virgin named Mary. Number 6. Jesus was equal to the Father. Number 7. Jesus once fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Number 8. Jesus never sinned. Number 9. When Jesus was crucified, it was part of God's plan to redeem mankind from his sins. Number 10. Man could still have salvation even if Jesus had not died on the cross. Number 11. The miracles performed by Christ proved that he was the divine Son of God. Number 12. On one occasion, Jesus told the Jews before Abraham was, I am.